This meeting brings together high-level technical experts and researchers from member states, United Nations agencies, from intergovernmental institutions, private sector, civil society, including non-governmental organizations and consumer organizations, and movement such as Scale Up Nutrition. And it's organized in a joint effort led by FAO and WHO, but with the involvement of the other UN system and body, international parties like the European Commission. It's one more example of working together towards a common goal. Your contributions in this preparatory meeting will help shape ICN2. And I am sure that they will contribute to the post-15 development agenda, to meeting the Zero Hunger Challenge, and to the Expo 2015 in Milan, whose theme will be Feeding the Planet, Energy for Life. Be assured that your inputs will also help inform FAO's work on nutrition, an issue which is central to our mandate of contribute to food security in a sustainable world. Ladies and gentlemen, guaranteeing adequate food security and nutrition is one of the major challenges we face. It is clear that the ways in which food is managed today is failing to result in sufficient improvements in nutrition. The most shocking fact is that over 140 million people still suffer from hunger today, despite the fact that the world already produces enough food for all and wastes one-third of it. But that is only part of the story. One half of the world's population is affected by some form of malnutrition, be it hunger, micronutrients deficiency, or excessive consumption. At the same time, as I said, more than one-third of the available food goes to waste. The amount of food produced but not consumed would be enough to feed additional 2 billion people nowadays. The truth of the matter is that today, consumers are not receiving the right signs from the current policies about how to eat healthily. That's what we need to address. For some, overconsumption and waste are too easy because their food prices are low relative to their incomes. Others are hungry simply because they cannot afford or buy enough food to share with their family. ICN2 will provide us the opportunity to chart a better future in which all people are well nourished from food that's produced and consumed through sustainable systems. We can and we need to do it, and to do it better. This is up to all of you to pool your skills in order to help define the actions that we have to take as individuals, as country, as part of the international community to move quickly towards this goal. That's why I invite you all to think outside the box over the next days, to take a critical look at the current food management policies and process and propose ways forward. To ask yourselves which of them foster bad nutrition and should be changed, and which of them contribute to good nutrition and need to be supported, strengthened, and expanded. Please be bold in exploring better options. Be creative and practical in coming up with your considerations. Ladies and gentlemen, international attention on nutrition has its roots in Rome, was the first international conference on nutrition held here in 1992. Nutrition has received continued attention over the last years. For example, at the Nutrition for Growth meeting in London last June, the Global Panel on Agriculture and Food System for Nutrition was launched. There is also a proposal from the three Rome-based Asians to consider a single goal for food security and nutrition in the new set of post-15 millennium development goals. And in November 2014, 22 years after the original International Conference on Nutrition, ICN2 will provide the opportunity to nurture our renewed global effort to ensure that the right to adequate, healthy, and nutritious food is really for every human being. Thank you very much for your attention.